It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As we continue observing Black History Month, we've been highlighting downstate community events and Black-owned businesses. There's a community arts center in Carbondale. It's called Project Human X. It aims to create a space for learning art and cultivating self-expression. It was founded by two Illinois natives back in 2019, and they've expanded to now have an art gallery and studio and a blacklight paint spatter room. Joining us now are the founders of Project Human X, partners Marquez Scoggin and Creasy Hita Glanz. Welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us. We're excited. This is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So for our listeners who can't see us and see the space, take us on a brief audio tour.
Well, we have two spaces. So I'm really thinking of the gallery right now. They would see a gallery full of local art. And then our other space, they would go downstairs into a neon blacklight, really cool vibe with like splatter neon paint everywhere. And there's artwork in there too that glows in the dark.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to describe it. We're inside of a very unique building here in Carbondale, and it's called The Island. It's this little island like in the middle of the street with this you know, one-of-a-kind building. And we've got a big mural that we created on the front of the building, so you can't miss it. Yeah, it's just spectacular. We got a grant. It's one of the first grants that we ever got to create this mural. And we brought together over 80 humans in our community to come and help us create this beautiful work of art that symbolizes diversity and unity. So that's what Project Human X is all about, just being that space where humans of all kinds can feel welcome to come and create with us. But lastly, I'll say, like Cree was describing the differences between the two spaces. It's kind of like yin and yang. You know, we have your traditional art gallery space. You know, it's upstairs, traditional lighting. We do your traditional paint parties, things of that nature. And then we have the black light space. So it's really a nice contrast for people to be able to experience the full spectrum of art.
Full spectrum. I hear what you did there. So you're both Native Illinoisans, I understand. What made you want to start a community art center in Carbondale?
It was a very organic journey. We did not know we were going to start a community art center. At first, we were just having art parties. For us, we saw it as a beautiful way to get humans of all kinds together. Just a different type of party experience. You know, going to the bars, going to house parties. It's so cliche, right? You know, that's what happens all the time. But to create a new experience that really allowed people to connect. So for us, it was one art party after another, and we started to realize how much we love art, how much we love being able to, you know, create these events to bring people together. And at a certain point, we had a line out of our door, right? You know, we would have parties with 40, 50 people waiting outside, wanting to come in. And we thought to ourselves, wow, we could open a bigger space and, you know, do these parties at an even bigger scale. And so me and Cree, we just started walking around this beautiful place, Carbondale, and looking for a place where maybe we could do a bigger art party experience. And from there, one thing led to another. We found a space, and yeah, we were able to do it even bigger. And we started realizing all of these other things we can do with art. And we had people asking us, hey, could you do a paint party for us? Hey, could I have an art show here? And yeah, organically, it evolved into a community art center.
He gave the short version of the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those art parties that he was talking about, they were happening in our apartment, which is why there was a really big push for us to not do them in our, you know, our home.
I can see that.
because they started with friends, and then friends of friends, like, oh, meet my friend, this person. And then friends of friends of friends and strangers. And I'm like, okay, this is getting kind of weird. We've got way too many people in here that we do not know. And it was really good though. People really enjoyed it. And I liked it. Like we're in a college town, and it was like a little more, I guess like a little more mature type college party. But like back then, I mean, I was a pretty big party girl. So it was a little simmered down, and I kind of like that. But I mean, Marquez and I, we met at the very, very first Project Humanex party, which, how do I explain it? Marquez thought of Project Humanex, and this was his idea to have an art party. So the very first one was at his best friend's house. And I had a mutual friend of his, and they invited me and my friend to go there. And they gave us some oil pastels and some canvases on the walls. And I've never been to a party like this. I thought it was really cool. So my friend and I start just making art on the wall, and it was a really good party. it was really chill, and there were good conversations. And at that point, I was not looking to date anybody. I had just gone back from studying abroad in Africa for 3 months, and I was kind of going through a state of reverse culture shock, and like still kind of like naturally high from that experience. But I was like recalculating what I wanted to do with my life, because when I went to study abroad, it changed me. And when I came back, I thought I really want to do something for my community and to give back, and maybe to use art and environmental science to do it. Because I was there studying anthropology and environmental science and primates. So when I came back, I came to that party, and then it was just really mind-blowing. And Marquez came up to me and said, he said, "Can I hold your palette for you?" Like, for him to hold my pastels.
Yeah.
And
it's a nice story for, like, Valentine's Week.
Still a
air.
He was just so smooth, and I kind of like, yes. But I was telling myself, I'm not trying to date anybody right now, you know, like I gotta stay focused. But he's such a good guy, and he's so sweet, and it led to this. So I know that all of it made sense. You know, we got to talking and conversing about Project Humanex. It was a very good idea, and us together made it more tangible and more structured. So the next few parties were held, we brought them to my apartment on the Strip. If anyone in Carbondale knows where the Strip is, like right above Carbondale Tourism is where we used to live. And yeah, from there, like what Marquez said, we brought it to the actual space and made it an actual business on the island.
This is the 21st show. We are talking with Cree Sahita Glanz and Marquez Scoggin, who are the co-founders of Project HumanX, which is an art space and a community center, essentially, in Carbondale, Illinois. Marquez, talk about the name. Where did that come from?
Oh, that's a beautiful story. So when I was going to SIU, I was studying law. I had this vision of being a lawyer, maybe one day the president of the United States. And, you know, on that journey, one day I got a call from my mother while I was at school. And she told me that she had just been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And that experience was a turning point for me. I realized that I didn't have much time with my mother. She told me they had given her 6 months to live.
Oh, wow.
And it was a very stressful time for me. So I started rethinking everything. I was super stressed, you know, cliche broke college kid. And I realized that I needed a stress reliever in my life. And that's when I found art. So for me, art was super therapeutic. And I just kept creating. In the beginning, I didn't know any skills, anything. But it really helped me to unlock that creative side of my brain. And during the time, I also started rethinking what I wanted to do with my life, because I realized I want to be able to provide for my mother now. I want to be able to spend as much time as I can with my mother. So that's where the idea of starting a business began. And the first business that I started was called Project One Race. So it was this vision of creating products, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, et cetera, that had a message of unity for human beings of all colors and kinds. So that's where Project comes from. My mother, she's still battling cancer. I'm going to chemotherapy with her, you know, every 2 weeks. And I did my best to stay in school, but I reached a point where I was like, you know what? I need to spend time with my mom. And yes, school is this, it's too much for me at this point. I'm trying to build this business. I want to be in control of my time. I want to be able to provide for my mother. So I dropped out of school. And during this time, just going through a lot mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And I came to this realization that the business name Project One Race, it was not going to help me solve the problem that I was attempting to solve. But I realized that race it's been the problem, right? So why keep, you know, making that the focal point and the topic? And I thought to myself, what is a better word? What is a more effective word that can actually get us closer to this solution of, you know, human beings realizing that we're all one, you know, one big family? And it was the word human. So that's where human comes from, right? So we got Project Human, and the X, that's the mystery, right? It's like, you know, how did the X come into play?
The X, it's what makes what each human special.
The X factor. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes you, you.
In the time we have remaining, let's talk about some of the events. It's Black History Month, which is an important time for educating our fellow Americans, but it's also, frankly, an important business opportunity for a Black-owned business. Talk about what you have planned this month at Project Human X.
So every year we do something for Black History Month. This year we're doing a hip-hop icons paint night. So people can choose which, hip-hop icon, artist, celebrity they want to paint. And then we sketch it out on a canvas for them. And then they come in and paint it with us. I mean, I'm between like Beyonce or Janae. I go. Maybe Erykah Badu. I don't know. One of them. And so, yeah, they pick out who they want to paint. And then we all do that together and listen to like R&B, soul. It's a really nice. We did a Black Legends paint night 1 year. So it's a little similar to that, but it's going to be more of a vibe to like the music, the musical artists. And the other event that we have is called an African resin geode workshop. So what we do is we take a wooden cutout of Africa, and then we do a resin pour on it, and we put crystals and like gold leaf, seashells. I mean, like, you can kind of put whatever you want in resin. Sometimes people bring their own trinkets and stuff and like stick them in the resin. But at the end of it, I wish I had one here. They're all at the gallery, but at the end of the workshop, everyone will have this shimmering crystal, beautiful piece of Africa that they can hang up on their walls. And I feel like I really like that one because we are Black African American, and I absolutely love my heritage being here and being here in America, but having something to remind me of my full bloodline, where like I come from, all generations and generations back to Africa. I really like that. I like the shape of Africa too. It's so juicy, you know. And I've been to Africa and I miss it. So I really like making these big old Africa things because I want to go back there so bad. Not sure when that's going to happen, but for now I can just remind myself of it by making the art of it.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for being with us today, Marquez Scoggin and Cree Sahita Glanz are the co-founders of Project Human X in Carbondale. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. This was fun. I like this. This is fun. Yeah.
And that's all the time we have for today and this week. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.